Cyril, I know that many people believe that despite all of these issues, our backstop is we have the medical profession, that we have an enormous amount of technology that can support us to get better if we get sick.
That's a fair comment. I know that we believe that, but however, again, if we go back and start looking at statistics, it shows a little bit of a different picture. There's a report released recently by several medical doctors in the United States, and it was titled Death by Medicine. And in that report, it showed that 7.8 million people in the United States were killed by unnecessary medical intervention. Now, well, let's put this in perspective. That's more casualties than America has ever had in all the wars it's ever fought in its history. Right now, today, it's the leading cause of death in the United States.
I had no idea.
The report goes on to say that 164 million people in the United States, which is approximately 56% of the population, have been treated unnecessarily by the medical industry, this medical intervention. In other words, if you want to bring that into perspective, approximately 50,000 people a day.
That's unbelievable.
Well, hey, if that's not grim enough, what we have to really be aware of now is the mental health epidemic that's growing. That's what's really threatening us on the horizon. It is predicted that Alzheimer's will triple by the year 2050. Now, just recently in Brisbane, I cut out an article in the newspaper that was reported by the World Health Organization experts here, right here in Australia, and they warned that mental health is already increasing faster than heart disease.
So, is medicine coping?
No, don't get me wrong, Glenn. Thank goodness for the medical profession because they have their place. If I break a bone, I'll be the first one to seek out medical help. To me, the key is not to get yourself in the position where you have to seek out medical health. And we do this by taking responsibility for our own health into our hands and seek medical relief as a last resort.
That makes sense.